The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Hey, Roman Valandry! Why did you introduce Hendekka to the bottom dwellers of the dungeon? She is giving them gifts, like magic keys and information that they will surely use in their hunt for Antolio, our noble warden. And, as rumor has it, Antolio may be our next king. I am proud to call him my boss, and I hope the court agrees and he wins the vote. Anyway, I would like to thank Tamarina for introducing a menacing mildew, Fraser Campbell for bringing some brightness, and a plot twist that far too many brave guardians to count have asked for, and we will see it today. But before we get to it, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have killed many, and the innocent cry when they hear their horrid names. Not since the darkness of Udala has there been such evil on our plane. But we have shown them that the Court of Crowns and the Guardians are more powerful than those despicable vermin. They were cursed by Lich Krimbaum's mirror that showed them the disappointment that all of their loved ones feel. They were fooled into thinking they were free and in a new magical world, only to discover that they were still trapped forever in the dungeon. Yet, it hasn't all been perfect. Sometimes, strange things have crept in, like when someone snuck Bellegarde's cat Redemption into the dungeon. I still do not know why you did this, brave ones. He has besmirched our warden's name through false claims that he is in fact Antolio's secret love. This could not be true. Antolio is a hero, and Bellegarde is disgusting. And more recently, Hendekka, the loot goblin. She arrived and gave the rats a key. One that will open a door to a room the Court of Crowns doesn't want them to see. What does this even mean? We see and know all that is happening in the dungeon. This is where we are now. Let's get back to Daryl as he continues to ask Hendekka questions. And as Hendekka continues her treason against the court.
You should have led with the Antolio thing.
What do you know about Antolio Licolai?
I know he's looking to bring back Udala. None of us want to see Udala rise again.
Who is Udala?
She's the queen of the demons.
Is why this site was built here. It's on her grave.
How did you get in the dungeon, though?
I've been banished here.
Why? I'm going to roll charisma.
Yeah, roll charisma.
16.
I am a thief.
Right on.
Yeah.
I have stolen many things, much like that key you're holding right now.
Oh, is it stolen? So sweet.
I stole it from the court itself.
Wait, what?
Or it will let you in a room they do not want you to go in.
Why? Why doesn't anybody want me in there? All I want are things they can't have.
You and I are very similar, Rhoda.
Really? Wait, I didn't tell you my name.
She already knows us. She called us a dungeon rat when we walked up.
That's a good point. Yeah. Why do you know who we are?
Oh, we're wearing leather jackets that have our name embroidered on the back.
Yeah.
You don't know yet?
Yeah, no. What? How?
You're somewhat famous.
Oh, because we accidentally murdered people?
King.
Yeah.
Queen?
Yeah.
It's not murder if it's accidental.
That's true.
Manslaughter.
Also, I had nothing to do with that. I would like to point out that I had nothing to do with any of that.
But ever since you grabbed the amulet of Corwin, we've been watching you. For that amulet holds great power.
Who has the amulet?
Nobody.
No one does.
They took it from us when we got banished.
That's true.
That's a big problem.
For who? Because I'll tell you.
For all of us.
I have 99 problems and I cannot handle one more.
Right on.
I don't get the reference.
If you point us towards Antolio, we will take care of him.
Oh, Beligar. Gross. We don't have time for that.
We always have time for that.
Thief, you said that we were all in trouble if they didn't have this amulet?
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that?
Well, it's the first gift of Udala. It was given to Corwin. Sir Francis Corwin? Didn't you guys ever take a history class?
No, I left school.
You said first gift. How many has she given?
It's hard to count. I don't know for certain, but there have been many. Some are still in the possession of the Kingdom of Naporia, while others have been lost.
So, are they still missing the amulet, though?
I do not know where the amulet lies. I am looking for it, for it's required to call back Udala.
Oh, God.
Required? The word's a little beyond me.
God, come on.
That means they need it.
Are you pro or against calling back this?
Oh, I'm against. I'm very much against calling back
Udala.
Yes,
we should all be against this.
When Udala ruled, people ate people.
Well, then we're in no danger.
Thank you so much, Endeka, for giving us this key. I think it'll help us a lot.
Endeka, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You've been in here a long time?
Yes, for some time now.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Kanos?
Oh, Kanos, gross!
Yeah! Wait, what?
Show the finger. Do you know anything about this finger?
You know
finger?
Anything about this finger?
Oh, my God! That's a finger of Kanos!
Wait, what?
What?
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's what you all have been looking at periodically.
Wait, we were told it was a finger of Antolio Licolai.
No,
that's a thing that you've been...
Damn it, am I still wrong about that?
You've been wrong.
Since
the finger came out.
Yeah.
And pretty much every recording, we have a clip of you being wrong about where this finger came
it's
from.
True. Sorry.
Please make a compilation.
Sorry.
That's a super cut.
I love how confident you are.
I'm always confident when I'm wrong.
Endeka, do you know anything about the dark and the hidden blades combining forces?
Yes. Hidden blades. They have united.
Yes. Do you know who their leader is? Persuasion?
Yes.
11.
I cannot say for certain, for I don't want to accuse anyone wrong.
How about you give us all the options?
No.
Well,
now this is all the time I have.
What?
Is it our
I will be back again with more loot. For I am Hendeka, the loot goblin.
Oh, I hated this game so much.
She throws a smoke bomb down and then we can see her like scurry away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I really hate to say this, but Rat, I think that's your future wife.
Oh no, bachelor for life.
Get back in that backpack, you stupid hand.
Listen, the ladies can't stay away from Rob.
Oh, God,
I could never lock myself down with one of them. You're
so gross.
Well, you have five fingers, they can go anywhere.
I got five fingers in it.
Stop. Whatever this is.
Very uncomfortable.
Rhoda, no.
Here we are.
I've been in the dungeon so long.
You know what?
Just kidding, the dungeon had nothing to do with how actually repressed I've been.
I put rotten to a glove to kind of mute him.
It's like a straitjacket.
Yeah. Shove him in a bag.
Orlin's been ignoring this exchange and just kind of staring thoughtfully into the distance. And then she just starts continuing down the hall they're walking.
Bugfly is like copying her because I think it's really majestic what she's doing.
And so I see Bugfly copying Orlin, and I think that Bugfly is starting a new friend trend. So I start copying Bugfly.
Yeah. Gil starts thinking about Rot in a leather glove and... Is that like bondage for him?
I like it.
God, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You did this to yourself.
I felt so alive.
So you guys continue walking down the hall.
Which is also totally the direction Endeka went, right?
She misty stepped to a location that you don't see.
What does that mean?
The spell.
Dang, oh, cool. Okay.
No, we don't know what the fuck that is or how she did it, but neat.
Neat. So you continue down the cave. The walls begin to change from rock and dirt to something that looks man-made. Something that's sculpted or been worked on by the hands of people.
Like, good? Is it well-crafted?
I don't know. Why don't you roll?
Jesus Christ. Okay. Investigation, I guess?
Yeah, roll investigation.
Ooh. That's going to be a 5.
Against the wall, you see a relief of some kind. There's some kind of artwork going on.
Oh, I'm going to roll a perception on the artwork. A 22.
As you look at the relief on the wall, you see a large demon surrounded by human soldiers. The demon apparently has torn several of them in half. Behind the demon is a group of humans with hoods pulled over their heads, sitting on a mushroom.
Darrell, are these paladins? I think that's Udala.
Can I identify them as paladins? You want me to roll?
You can roll religion.
Which I'm surprisingly very bad at.
Oh, no.
You only know one religion.
Yeah, it's a 7.
The people are in armor.
Bugfly.
Yes, Darrell.
The people are in armor.
Whoa.
That's all I can tell you.
What
really.
Is it?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Paladins come in many shapes and sizes.
That's true.
13.
They look like fighters.
I could take all of them.
They definitely are warriors of some kind.
This is a history check. 11.
Same information.
I studied Udala, but I'm sure it's somehow I've just forgotten everything about it in this moment.
I'm going to do a history also. 15.
You look at the mushroom, and you remember stories of a mushroom that granted great strength to the people who ate it.
Mm-hmm. Gilf doesn't say that out loud. He just keeps it in his head.
Did you do the out loud though? Do that?
He's trying to practice real hard not saying these things out loud.
Gilf, are you dreaming about me and you being married? But you're like a wee. Do you think we're married right now?
Gross. Mushroom, no.
What?
What?
Do you mean, mushroom?
No, I didn't say anything.
Why are you hiding something?
I didn't hide anything.
What is going on with
Speaking
you?
Speaking of mushrooms, I'm pretty hungry.
I mean, mushroom, yes, it's right there. We can all see it.
Mushroom, yes.
Rather hungry as well. Perhaps we should take a rest.
Ooh, yeah. I would love a rest full of food.
Ah, I will make some too. And Milligard goes and starts making two for everyone. No, everyone loves their two. Gilf especially loves my two.
I feel like we have to keep moving. This is not a good spot for us. It's by a creepy artwork.
Yeah, everything's creepy in this dungeon.
Well,
that's true.
The creepy walls and creepy floors and creepy artwork.
The last thing I want is for Bugfly to eat in an unaesthetically pleasing location.
That is so nice.
Is there anything else to notice in this area besides that relief?
No, but you notice the walls now feel like smooth marble.
I'm going to keep walking down the hallway.
Yeah, I'm going to keep walking. And I'm grabbing Rhoda's hand and I'm swinging it because she's so nice.
When I swing my arm up, Bugfly comes off the ground a little bit and then goes back down and she like runs four paces and I swing my arm. And like,
it's a game we play.
Yeah.
I have a bowl and I'm mixing two as we're walking.
Yeah.
As you walk forward, you come across a door. Carved into the door is a giant demon.
Does it look like the demon from that painting?
Exact same demon.
Is that Gilf?
No, Gilf, what is that?
Oh, Gilf, what is that?
What? Oh.
I think it's probably Udala.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Udala.
There's lots of demons, guys. Let me consult my manual that I keep in my head. Natural 20.
Yes.
It is most definitely Udala, and she is standing on top of a giant mushroom.
This is Udala.
Okay, yep.
She is standing on top of a mushroom.
Like in the picture?
What picture?
Right there.
What, this one? You're looking at the same thing I'm looking? Oh, okay. It could have been a disc. You guys didn't know what that was.
Can we open the door?
Yeah. Guys, I rolled a natural 20.
Yeah. No,
hold on. What a complete waste.
I know exactly what that means. Way to go, Gil. Best roll ever.
And he unzips the glove and zips it back up.
Do we have to spill your half demonic blood in order to open this
door? No, that's not true. Check it out.
No, and I'm not sure.
He taps the knob to make sure it's not hot.
Nothing happens.
I just open it.
You can't.
It makes sense that we would have to spill the half-demon's blood in order to open this
door. That's not true at all.
Hang on, let me get your finger.
What?
Why don't we use the key that we just received?
Oh, yeah. Let me take out this key I have. And I put it in the lock.
As I have a dagger over his palm. Hang on 1 second.
That was a jump to conclusion, Bellegarde.
Yeah, I'm going to unlock the door with the key I have.
Roll your d20. Add dexterity and add your proficiency.
16?
You put the key into the hole. You turn it. You hear a click. The door just unlocked.
Yeah, I take the key out and put it back in my pouch, and I push the door.
As the door swings open, a strong stench of mold hits your nostrils.
Aww.
This smells like...
It smells like when Bellegarde eats a lot of two.
That smells delicious.
It smells like fungus, like perhaps mushroom.
Oh, fantastic. More ingredients for two. It could use a bit of spices.
The only fungus I like was the fungus I met 20 years ago.
Wait, what?
How old are you?
24.
Last episode, 136.
What?
Yeah.
Episode
24. That's not true.
Okay.
I'm going to do a perception from what I can see
in
the doorway.
Are you going to peek into the room?
Yeah. 10.
The door opens slightly. You stick your head out to see what's going on in the room. It looks like a church of some kind. There's mushrooms covering the walls. There's pews. With people sitting in them.
Whatever you do, don't eat the mushrooms unless you, for whatever reason, have knowledge that they would be good for us.
These mushrooms look delicious, Chomp.
Did you just do that?
Yes.
You stick your hand into the doorway above Gilf's head as he's sticking it through. You grab a little kernel of a mushroom and you pop it into your mouth.
This is delicious, Gilf. You should have.
No, I'm okay.
Orlin just stares off into space like she's on The Office. Just
she looks
right
at
the camera.
Yeah, she looks at the camera.
Bellegarde, you feel your muscles start to spasm.
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have eaten mushrooms off of walls. Am I okay?
Is it a good spasm?
Yeah. All you know right now is that your muscles are beginning to spasm.
Am I physically doing this so they can notice?
I would think you shudder a bit.
Bellegarde, are you sick?
No, it's fine. I'm just...
Your muscles begin to swell.
Oh, well, maybe not.
You are ripped.
If I thought you were hot before.
And your robe becomes tight.
Nice.
Whoa.
I pose a little.
Your robe's opening up a little. I think I see your...
I'll loosen up the belt of my robe so that it kind of falls open in the front. My bulging orc muscles spill out.
Gilf sees what's happening. He's like, oh, God. And he walks in to the door.
Just walks in?
He walks in and he goes to one of the pews that like, are all the pews filled or are they?
There's only two, well, there's three rows of pews.
Okay.
The front two are filled with people.
With like 10 people mm-hmm. or whatever. Okay.
8 people.
Is there a straggler in the third row?
Nope. Everyone's in the front two rows with their heads down.
Is anyone on the altar?
Not yet.
Do an arcana? Like as I look around. 7.
You look around. You see many statues of this same demon that you've been seeing carved in the walls and into the door. In various poses, all looking very victorious. You also see that this whole room is covered in mushrooms and has this musty, thick, heavy feel to it, like it's super humid.
I know it's probably not, but I just assume every different pose she's in is like a selfie pose.
Yeah, it's like 90s, like photo day.
Yeah, it's like a montage of like different photos if you're Vogue. Excited about things.
As you walk in and sit down, someone in the second row turns their head and looks at you, looks you up and down and goes, "We've been expecting you. Please take a seat."
Gil's eyes wide
and
real.
All the pews are taken.
There's a back row.
Back row, yeah.
That we left open for you.
Can I sleight of hand some of those mushrooms?
You sure can.
That's a 7.
You grab them.
You just grab them.
I just grabbed Ray and put him in my pouch.
She has her cloak up and she's picking mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Like real office.
Are the people in the front row looking at us?
No. They seem lost in prayer.
When you say people, are they human or mixture?
You know, roll perception.
18.
It's very difficult to tell because they are all in robes. They have their hoods pulled up and they're looking down. But from what you can tell, they look humanoid at the very least. Please, all of you, come in. Sit down. The ceremony will start soon.
I'm going to say Rhoda walks up a couple rows and like scoots into the pew next to some people and is like, hey, hi, sorry. I'm so sorry. I just got here. Can I have a copy of your booklet?
We have no booklet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw you holding them. What are you holding?
Our thoughts.
Oh, I also have a diary. That's cool.
That's great.
So
now
what
please
it?
Be quiet.
Oh.
The ceremony will start
soon.
Oh, I'm
soon. So sorry. What's
the ceremony? Gil pops his head. He was in the pew in back of them, and he pops his head like in between.
Yeah, what's the ceremony? What's going on?
Gil! Oh!
Wait, what?
Gil,
Rhoda, you're here?
I could do this. I know you all think I'm super dumb, but
what?
I'm not.
I'm not talking about, we're just
Let
trying to figure
this
out.
Let me do this recon by myself.
What do you mean?
Because then I can get the inside information and I can bring it back to you guys and then you guys won't think I'm so dumb
but we could do
and
a,
pretty anymore.
Let's just do a duo con and then we both get the con.
No, I want to be the one to do the con, Gil.
But anyone could do the con.
I'm gonna do the con, and I like take his shoulders and I like press him down so he like sits back against the pew.
All I can see is the marriage scene from the Muppets. So like we're all in that Muppets church.
Literally, no one listening to this podcast knows what you're talking about.
That's not true. That is bullshit.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh come on, the Muppets take Manhattan.
Hell yeah,
the
Muppets movie. Yeah. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you, Patrick.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
I'm a huge Muppets fan.
Do you know what? I don't think I need to be here anymore.
No, I just.
So Orlin's just hanging out towards the back of the room. She doesn't want to sit in a pew.
So she's standing against the back wall.
Yeah, but not close enough to touch mushrooms.
I'm standing with Orlin.
I'm standing on the other side of Daryl, and I like give him one of the mushrooms just because I saw what happened to Bellegarde, and we're the smallest ones, so we can attain so much power.
I'm not really supposed to do drugs. I don't really do drugs.
No, but this isn't a drug. No, it's a potion. But don't eat it now.
All right.
We might not even eat them at all.
I pocket it.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since I've been one of these guys. You guys, I'm just talking to Orlin and Bugfly, just making small talk.
Yeah. Orlin's watching ahead, like looking serious and aloof, but also scratching Redemption's chin.
Can I roll a perception check on the murals that are around? Is it like homage to the demon, or is it vanquishing the demon? That's a 9.
The demon is not losing any of the battles.
They're statues, right?
Yeah, they're like carvings in the wall.
Can I just go up to one specific one? Just get a real close look at it just to see if there's anything that sticks out.
I feel like fairly you should re-roll that because it rolled on the napkin and back down.
I think that's all fair game. It's 11.
I think you should just roll it normal, like on a flat surface, like a normal player.
Well, your table has like 500
in these
bumps
boxes
in it, so.
We have.
All right, roll it. Roll it again. Why not?
Okay, 17.
That doesn't count. You already got an 11.
I didn't want to roll again. Why
just
would you do
happened?
That to me?
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
No, it's a 17's fine.
Okay, you make decisions.
Yeah, exactly. You look at one of the carvings. It is the demon that now you understand to be Udala, holding down a paladin by its head on the ground while its hammer falls out of the paladin's hand.
What race is this paladin?
A dust goblin.
Oh, dang.
So, as you are all sitting inside of this church, the door behind the altar opens, and in walks the one and only Antolia Licola. He looks across the congregation, makes eye contact with each one of you, and smiles. Please, please, sit down. Take your time. I'm in no rush.
Orlin leans over to Daryl and whispers,
is that Aardvark Lickety Split?
Rhodes, when she sees Antolia walk through, she grabs the patron that's sitting next to her and like digs her claws into their thigh, knee, like on top of their knee.
Belagard's making a beeline straight for him.
Real strength.
That would be an 18.
As you start pushing forward, the congregation sticks their arms out like this in attempt to stop you. You're able to push them over. You get up to the altar and look Antolia right in the eye.
What is something I would know and only I would know about Antolia?
He only drinks white wine.
You only drink white wine.
Huh? He like looks into your eyes.
Belagard, you had so much time to come up with something to say when you actually find this guy. Even I have some things to say to him when I find him.
Belagard's voice changes subtly. You only drink white wine.
Antolio's eyes soften.
You know who I am. What are you doing here, Antolio?
I don't know who you are, half-orc. And I don't know who you've been talking to. But go back to your pew and sit down before I kill you where you stand.
Do you remember that night that we met under the stars by the lake?
What?
Do you remember how we laughed, how we drank, how you fell into my arms?
What?
Rhoda's like, Bugfly, do you hear Belagard's weird accent? He's way more sexier.
Orlin's nodding a bit and says to herself, gotta be Anakin Lichtenstein.
I have never put my arms around you before. Now go sit back down.
You remember me as being different, but you have put your arms around me, beside me, inside me.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my God.
You did. You were.
I did this thing with a finger.
He was gone. The whole
thing. Inside.
I saw
it. It was very troubling.
Exact moment you
went. Inside.
I am uncomfortable.
You know precisely who I am.
Antolio puts both of his hands down on the altar. He seems troubled. He seems scared.
can't run from this, Antonio.
What are the people in the church doing at this moment?
They're just praying.
Hey, what are you praying for?
I forgot that Pat didn't write this part.
That's not true. That's not true.
That is not true.
I'm going to roll an arcana for Gilf to see if he can recognize anything magical about those chants that they're doing right now. 22.
Nothing innately magical. Like, they're not looking to call forward anything. They seem to be deep in contemplation. And a little bit in pain.
Oh.
Was the door we came through the only entrance to this chapel?
That and the one behind the altar.
Because that's where Antonio came from,
right? Antonio entered from behind the altar.
Is it like a stage with a curtain or is it a door?
It's a door.
How many people are in this church?
There's 8 and Antonio. I wrote that part.
Dang. Dang.
I see them talking, right? I see Bellegarde confronting Antonio. Is he like grabbing him? What is the physicality?
But we're
right
getting
now?
There. Well, like I'm in his face.
Antonio just slammed his hands down on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
So I see all that shit happening up there. I take out my holy symbol and I also reach for something in my backpack and I start walking toward the altar. And I'm just like, Antonio.
What?
Antonio.
What do you want, little goblin?
You may not recognize my voice, but I am your former lover, Dragaleb.
What?
Antonio.
Dragaleb, is that you?
You ruined my party, and then you cast me into this hideous form.
That wasn't me.
Who did it then? Who did it then?
Orlin leans over to Bugfly and goes, what is happening right now?
I keep going forward as I'm reaching into my backpack. I have the holy symbol outright, and I'm like, Antonio, you will pay for what you did to me, what you did to Beta, what you did to all of us. Why are you doing this? You can stop this now and you know it.
That wasn't me. I had nothing to do with what happened to Veda. I am here now to take care of the business at hand. He picks up a mushroom. He raises it above his head. He says, the Irnji gives us power, and the blade gives us strength. He takes his blade out. He cuts along his forearm. And drips blood onto the mushroom.
Gilf is gonna magic missile his arm. 5, 3, 3. So 6, 11.
He drops the mushroom to the top of the table in front of him.
I grapple him.
Roll strength.
Natural 20.
Your arms wrap around his shoulders and you grab onto him tightly.
Ooh. So what I was reaching for in my backpack is the mirror, the shard of mirror that I have. And I see this moment of opportunity and I run up to hopefully, you know.
And I'll hold him. I recognize right. What he's doing.
That's
and
a fucking
I hold
great
him
play.
Perfectly.
Baller, I dig
excellent.
That.
Yeah. Wait, let's just give Pat 4 hours to rewrite.
No, I don't need it.
Okay. Yeah, so I see this happen and I run up. I'm imagining I climb up your back to where his head is because you're like grappling him like this and his head's like this. So I'm like holding on and I hold up to the mirror to his face and is like, I don't know why you're doing this, but I may know somebody who may not be too happy about it. And I put the mirror right up to his face.
Dad, I love you. I'm trying to do my best. No, Dad! I will not disappoint you! I will bring her back! I will restore the family name! I am not a loser!
Everybody roll dexterity saving throws.
Oh! Just for the record, Orlin had been just in the middle of asking Bugfly, why does Antelope think that mirror is his father?
Six.
Nine.
12.
15.
15.
18.
Everybody under a 15 failed. If you did fail, you take 4 damage and go flying away from Antolio. You take half damage if you succeeded, but you stand your ground. You don't move. An energy comes from the center of Antolio. As he's yelling, it bursts from his body, knocking Beauregard back. Daryl, you're able to jump off of Beauregard's back and land on the table cleanly. Gilf, you too are able to stand your ground. Orlin and Bugfly, you are in the back of the room, so it doesn't affect you at all.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hank's also unaffected, right?
Yeah, Hank's fine as well.
Hell yeah.
Redemption is disintegrated.
No, I swear to God, I'll
Redemption
kill everyone
is in my kitty Bjorn.
So, Rhoda, sitting in the altar, this move catches you off guard, and you go blasting back. You're suddenly next to Bugfly and Orlin. Let's roll for initiative.
Whoa. Let's beat the shit out of my boyfriend.
And then we'll play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, dang.
3?
9. 12.
Orlin, 17.
I rolled an 18.
I lost my d20. How did I lose my what? D20? This is a terrible time to have lost it.
Would you like to borrow mine?
Here, I'll use this one.
No, that's, I'm using that one. Use that one.
Thank you.
God, don't curse it with your DM-ness.
So first up is Antolio Licolai. He's looking around the room, confused, scared. He kicks the door behind the altar open and starts to run out of it. As he does, Redemption starts to growl. She emerges from the bourn. She jumps into the air. She starts floating. You've never seen a cat float before. Then her form starts to change. Lights on fire. She turns into a sword and guns for Antolio. He looks over his shoulder, looks shocked as a mist forms around his body, and he disappears. Meanwhile, what was Redemption goes flying down the hallway behind him.
What? Antolio disappeared?
What? The cat,
my cat
is a sword.
Is a sword.
That's bigger.
A flying, flaming sword.
I see all of this happen. I see the cat float and turn into a sword and Antolio turn into a mist. And I'm just like, I am the greatest sorcerer that has ever lived. Oh my gosh. I'm looking at my hands like I almost believe it now.
Orlin's just staring after where Redemption went and just quietly goes, awesome.
Bugfly. Now, there are 8 cultists standing in the room looking at you.
So I'm going to use prestidigitation, and I'm going to create this booming voice in the room that says, you will bow to me. Bow.
This booming voice echoes throughout the church. All 8 cultists fall to their knees. They say,
praise you, Udala! You will return soon!
That was fucking brilliant.
So they're distracted?
Mm-hmm. I would even say everybody, while they're still praying, has advantage trying to hit them.
Once Orlin hears all that happen, she shakes herself out of the, like, awe of the cat sword. I take out my scimitar and just slash at the closest cultist.
Go for it.
Nat 20.
Nat 20! Nice. Oh. Okay. So you jump at the closest cultist and you stab them. Roll damage for me.
5.
So you slice him across the chest. He goes, my faith will save me.
Not really how faith works, but good with for you.
We are now up to Daryl.
I suppose I probably have high ground on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Up on stage, basically, looking down on everyone. What's my landscape? Like, what's closest to me?
You're standing on basically the top of the table at this point. You could jump on top of any of the cultists if you wanted to.
And what is their state? None of them are, like, frightened, are they?
No. They're bowing, praying to Udala at the moment. So they're not even looking at you.
I'll just longsword the nearest guy, jump from the altar upon his head.
Yeah, so you jump from the table. You land on his shoulders and try to strike him through the head.
18.
That's a hit.
10.
So you take out your sword, you push it through his hood. You don't even see his face as he falls limp to the ground. He is dead.
Oh, I feel like that's something I would have wanted to see.
You jumped on his shoulders.
Dang it.
On the cultist's turn, they look around. They see their fallen comrade. They see the other guy who's been sliced across his chest. One by one, they pull mushrooms out of their robes, put them into their mouths. Their bodies begin to change. They get bigger. Their muscles begin to rip out of their robes. They stand up straighter, and they look each one of you into the eye.
I may die today, but I will save Udala.
Bellegarde, you're up.
What physically has changed with Bellegarde?
Bellegarde's muscles are ripped as shit.
Bellegarde's going after the sword, because the sword is still my cat, apparently.
So you're going to run down the hall?
Yeah, I'm running after the sword.
You are in a long, narrow hallway. You see nothing.
I listen for the sword.
Roll perception.
16.
You hear footsteps far down the hallway. You hear flames.
I will go after both of those things.
So you use a dash action.
Yeah. There's no other thought in Bellegarde's head. He is chasing after both his ex-lover and the only thing that centers him to his humanity, which is his cat, which has now become a sword. So yes, he is just blindingly running forward, not thinking of anything else.
Gilf, you're up.
So Gilf is still in that second pew, right?
Yes.
So all those guys are still in the first pew.
Yes.
So Gilf thunder waves, and he's just going to blast all of them away.
So I need your spell save DC.
14.
Holy shit. They all fail.
Nicely done.
Nicely done, Gilf.
So they take 2d8.
Nice!
16.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit!
Damn!
So it hits, right?
Oh, dude. Dude, you just killed everybody.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah!
All of them?
Yeah, they're all dead. Because they're in range of his attack, and he rolled great on it. And they bombed it.
So Gilf is standing there. He sees Darrell jump on top of this one guy and stab him. He sees Orlin put her scimitar right through another guy. He looks down and he's concentrating really hard. And then he slams both of his hands together, like claps. And a thunder wave just bursts from his center.
It blows them all back, ripping their torso from their legs.
With his hands still together, Gilf just says under his breath,
"Amen, motherfuckers."
Oh, no!
I see that happen, and as just bodies blow past me, and I just look at Gilf, and I say very quietly to myself, "That is the greatest sorcerer I've ever seen."
It's so badass.
Fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. Hey, Roman Valandry, thanks a lot. It was really nice to meet another goblin down in the dungeon. Too many of them have been evil or paladins. It's good to just have another good friend. Tamarina. Wow, those mushrooms, huh? They make you real powerful. I wonder if there's any sort of side effect or consequence. You and I know the answer. And Fraser Campbell. What's up with redemption? That was just a dumb cat a moment ago, but now? Well, now she seems like something else. Anyway, don't forget that if you leave a review on your favorite podcatcher and take a screenshot of it and then send that screenshot to thedungeonrats@gmail.com with your mailing address, we'd send you some cool stuff like stickers and buttons and anything else that Carlos can come up with. Speaking of Carlos, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by and original music from Carlos Luna. Our special guest, Orlin, is played by Alex Richmond. Darrell is Alex Collier. Bellegarde is Aram Bartian. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I think that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.